he is a specialist in failure.
Louis van Gaal's army!
Welcome back to the Football Foundry, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. It's been a while, but I'm still James, and that's still Matt.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm all right. Obviously, just had a little bit of time off, because just become a papa.
I know. Crazy times for me, but yeah, all good with me, and all ready to talk some football, but yeah, all good. All good.
Good. I imagine you've been sort of one eye open watching football kind of thing.
To be fair, it's not been bad because I've been off work. I've been able to actually watch Match of the Day with the kids, so it's been fine. It's been truthful. I've had more time for football, if anything.
That's fair. So we are currently recording on the 31st of August, and it is 53, actually. I'm lying to you. Sorry, it's 53. And it is, of course, transfer deadline day. So what we're going to start off doing is obviously going through some of the bigger transfer stories of the window, because we haven't really covered much so far.
And then
blast through some of the deadline day deals that have gone through, decide whether we think they're a good move, etc., and go from there. So there probably will be a massive move like Haaland to Spurs and then Bale to Rotherham. And all sorts still happen yet. So, I mean, we're probably going to miss a couple of big stories, but these are the ones that we just gathered up so far up until this point. If there's any that break whilst we're recording, we'll obviously go through them as well. But the biggest one, Matt, the biggest one, well, we didn't think it was going to be the biggest one because there was a bigger one in obviously Messi moving to PSG. But Ronaldo was on his way to Man City, and then within about the space of 20 minutes... it was called off, and then he was going to United. And now he's at United.
I actually thought, when all this talk of him leaving Juve, I thought it would always actually end up at Man U. I know everyone was saying that it looked like it was a done deal and that, but I couldn't imagine him, as the legend that he is at Man U, actually ended up with City. So I wasn't believing the City thing till obviously was finalised, but then obviously United have come into it and apparently Ronaldo wanted to go to Man U and there he is.
I think as well, a big part of it is the uproar that happened.
Yeah, because a bit burning shirts.
He's got a massive social media presence.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere. Like, why are you going to City? What about Man United? Blah, blah, blah. And people like Rio talking out about it as well, and obviously apparently speaking to him.
Yeah.
Sir Alex Ferguson speaking to him as well. There are a lot of influence as to why he should come to United and not to City. I bet Ollie was just sat back, lounging in his back garden or somewhere, just chilling. And then next thing he knew, they signed Ronaldo.
He had everyone else doing his job for him.
That's basically what's gone down.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? But 12.5 million. I mean, that's going to return within seconds. Its shirt's going on sale.
Oh yeah, the money they'll have already made that money back. Well, when they confirm shirt numbers, anyways, because it does look like Ronaldo might be getting the number 7 shirt after Cavani's worn it.
But Cavani's going to 21, isn't it?
Which is his Uruguay number. And obviously, Dan James leaving, they can now freeze that number up. So, yeah.
It's done. We're going to see Ronaldo, 2-year contract. Do you think he's going to be Ronaldo still?
Well, he won't be the Ronaldo that was at United, God, how many years ago now was it?
You mean the flair and the like
he ain't
constant
gonna be
trickery?
He ain't going to be him, no, the one flying up and down the wings. He's going to be the number 9 central striker, just banging them in. That's all he's going to be doing. I wouldn't expect him to be chasing stuff back or anything like that, but I think it's a great signing.
Recently, we were speaking about Cavani as an example, saying his experience and know-how would benefit Mason Greenwood, Marcus Rashford so much. But now they've got Ronaldo.
Just get Ronaldo in extra sessions with Greenwood, please. That's all I want from this deal.
Oh, it's unbelievable. What a role model to learn off. Like, he's the most committed human to a passion I think I've seen.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unbelievable, the commitment that he's got. Yeah. And 36 years old, he's still going to be banging him in over this two-year deal that he's got. And he'll probably still carry on playing after that as well.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be done. But are we feeling quite a lot of goals? Just a few? Or what are we thinking? Rival for top goal scorer?
Well, he's just come from scoring 29 goals in Serie A. He's just come off being golden boot winner in the Euros.
Mm-hmm. He only got to round of 16, so that's four games.
Exactly. Yeah, he's going to score some goals. And he'll be going in there. He'll be playing majority of games as the number nine up top. Yeah, he's going to be banging them in.
Yeah. I'm feeling a good season from him.
Yeah.
Think a bit of a slow start, but then once he's settled back into it.
No, I bet he scores two goals against Newcastle. I'm telling you. I bet he does.
All right, fair one. But yeah, that's Ronaldo done and wrapped up. So the next big story was obviously Harry Kane going to City, and then it wasn't happening. And now now that it's official that it's not happening, Kane has come out and said that he's 100% committed to Spurs and that he will be staying for the foreseeable future. Which, I mean, is obviously just a please love me again, fans. I'm sorry, kind of thing, innit?
Yeah, committed to Tottenham. We'll wait and see if he accepts a new contract off them anytime soon.
Has he written out a gentleman's agreement about that? Because no, I feel like one needs to be written down.
How many years has he got left on his deal? 3 years?
I think it's 2 or 3, yeah, something like that.
Well, Ronaldo deal's end in 2 years, so just saying.
Oh, battling it out.
Nah, to be fair, I think Greenwood will be the boy at that point. I don't think they'll need him.
Well, I mean, look at Greenwood so far.
Still not in the England squad.
It's not.
Even with Calvert-Lewin. Calvert-Lewin's dropped out as well, and I don't think Southgate's called anyone else in yet.
I think there's a bit of bad blood between him and Southgate, to be honest with you.
Well, Southgate needs to sort himself out, because that kid's the future.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mbappe. So Mbappe was... he got his dream. He basically said to PSG, look, you need to sign a more competitive team. I want to play in the most competitive team in Europe. I would argue PSG have probably got one of the better sides in Europe now.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong, but Mbappe's still not happy with it. And he was on his way to Real Madrid, but now it's not happening because Real Madrid put in a £171.6 million bid and PSG just didn't respond to it. So now it's looking like the Mbappe is going to sign a pre-contractual agreement in January and they're going to get him for free in summer, which is a crazy amount of money to miss out on for PSG, especially when they just brought Messi through the door.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's too much money to turn down with 1 year left in his deal. Don't get it. They could have sold him and bought Kane.
Yeah, they could have bought anyone.
Anyone they wanted.
71 million. They could have gone and got Haaland.
Yeah.
Basically just gone, there you go, have Mbappe, or Dortmund, here's 170 million, give us Haaland.
Okay.
Done. Like, it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, but for someone on such short, like, it's 6 months, if that, before they can get a contract in front of Mbappe, and PSG were willing to spend 170 plus million
to get him now. 6 months, mate, it's 4 months.
Yeah, 4 months even, yeah.
Because it's December 31st, the contract, then they can then start talking to Mbappe and his representatives before his contract expires on June the 30th. So,
insane. And he's not going to sign a new deal. He just won't.
Nope.
Like, he's done what he needs to do at PSG. They're not, realistically, if they don't win Champions League this season, they're not going to win it.
No, this is the best chance I've got.
Yeah. with Mbappe, Messi, and Neymar up front, they need to win it because that's a lot of talent. Yeah. A lot of talent. So some of the noteworthy deadline day deals that are going on as we speak. Some are still medicals, etc., and finalising moves, but these are going to happen, basically.
Yeah.
Renato Sanchez obviously had a cracking Euros, and last season as well, to be fair.
Yeah, won the title with Lille.
Revitalised his career after his horrible loan spell at Swansea and then the decline he had after that.
Yeah.
But Wolves are looking to bring him in on loan, which, obviously, because he's Portuguese, and that's what Wolves do.
Yeah, pretty much.
But good midfield. Moutinho, Sanchez, and Neves.
Yeah. Ooh.
Good midfield.
Absolutely, mate.
And they've got... I can't remember what else they brought in now. They brought in another midfielder, but I can't remember the name. Leeds. Complete the signing of Daniel James, like you mentioned before, Matt, for £25 million. How Man United got £25 million for Dan James? I've got no idea.
He's still quite young, and that must be it.
It's a bit like Traore, in the sense he can run really well. But that's kind of it.
Yeah, that is kind of it, mate.
Because, I mean, he has scored a few goals to give him credit, but so has Traore. He had that decent season.
Yep.
But I think with someone like Ronaldo coming through the door, players like Dan James, Jesse Lingard, etc., are very rarely going to be used. Very rarely.
Absolutely.
We just had a Sky Sports notification come through, Matt. Saul wants the Chelsea move before 11 p.m.
Well, good, because obviously the window shuts at 11 p.m. So if he wants it after, he ain't going anywhere, is he? Just saying.
That signing there is going to be unbelievable for Chelsea.
If they can get him over the line, obviously it's just going to have to be a loan deal at this time. If it's nothing's been agreed so far, so it'll be a loan on a view to a permanent. But yeah, if they can get him, great signing.
The depth that that Chelsea squad have got is a joke.
They're looking decent.
They are. They really are. Willian, I have put Willian in my notes, but Willian terminates his Arsenal contract and he's off to Corinthians. He's left something like $21 million behind. Don't want it. Not bothered. He just wants out.
Fair enough. Good for him, to be fair, because obviously he could have sat. Not even on the bench, just sat in that team and just print some money.
Yeah, he could have basically done what Ozil did.
Yeah.
And just bled the club dry, sat chilling, basically playing with the mascot is what he was doing. Yeah. He was just chilling, sorting mascot out. Watford captain and cult hero Troy Deeney has left the club after 11 years to join Birmingham. Obviously, he's a Birmingham fan.
Yeah.
And towards the later stages of his career, good way for him to sort of bow out, really, isn't it? For
absolutely.
His club he supports. So absolutely. Don't really blame him.
Nope.
I mean, in fairness, I don't really think he got what it takes to cut in Premier League still.
Maybe not anymore, I don't think, no.
Because, I mean, season before, when they were in Prem.
Yeah.
he didn't have too much of an impact. I mean, he used to be like an absolute menace up front, didn't he?
Yeah, absolute beast up top.
But not these days. Not these days. Sorry, Troy. But another big man making a move, and obviously Rafa being at Everton, he likes bringing players that he knows will do a job for him.
Yeah.
And Rondon is very close to completing a move to Everton.
Not a bad backup striker for Calvert-Lewin, to be honest.
Not a bad backup striker. And someone to keep you on your toes as well.
Yeah.
Because Rondon can be good on his day.
Absolutely.
He's a big guy and he can get end of balls into a box and stuff and knock a few defenders over.
Yeah, definitely can bully some defenders. So it's definitely a different option for them and definitely a good backup for Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah, definitely. And with Rondon nearing a move to Everton, Moise Keane is heading back to Juventus on a 2-year loan with an obligation to buy for £24 million.
Yeah, he was never going to break into the Everton side, so fair enough.
I mean, Everton got him from Juventus when Ronaldo moved to Juventus. Yep. Now Ronaldo's gone from Juventus, they're like, right, okay, let's bring him back.
It was a bit of a weird one when they signed him in the first place, to be truthful, but...
Yeah, it was a good deal, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, he was known as one of the hot prospects in world football, Moise Keane, to start with, but he's just not shown it. Obviously, he was out on loan at PSG last season, scored the odd goal for them. Yeah. So, maybe he just needs better players to play around him to actually make him score, I guess.
Yeah, but you really prove yourself. I mean, like, you look at someone like Lukaku, the loans that he had, yeah, West Brom and Everton.
West Brom, yeah.
And, he used to just bang him in wherever he's been. Goals left, right and centre. That's someone that's just pure talent, isn't it? I think Moise Keane is one of them that, like you say, needs the better players around him to provide it and put it on a plate for him.
I think honestly, Moise Keane, a probably good comparison, probably Balotelli, but not as mental.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that. Definitely.
He hasn't got to the level where he's setting off fireworks in his bathroom yet.
He's still young. Yeah. Still young. Oh, God, imagine. That'd be crazy. Ademola Lookman, the king of Pinnickers. he's on his way to Leicester on a year-long loan with an option to buy. Bit of a strange one, this, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Leicester have been doing some business in this window. Yeah. And Ademola Lookman had a chance to kind of prove himself to Premier League with Fulham. And he really didn't do much at all.
To be fair, he did bits for Fulham. He did show his quality. But obviously, in that Fulham side, he was obviously going to be his work cut out for him because they were a poor side. He's shown that he's capable, obviously, in Germany, that he is capable. And I think being coming to a stronger side like Leicester...
Do you know what I love?
What?
So he keeps going back out to Leipzig, right? And he does really well for Leipzig. And he attracts all this attention to him. And clubs buy him or loan him or whatever, and he never replicates the form that he has in Germany. So I'm just sort of thinking, mate, just stay in Germany. Like, it clearly works for you there. Just stay there.
No, I think this might actually be a decent signing for Leicester. I think he's obviously a young English lad who's got potential.
Of all the managers to be under, I think someone like Brendan Rodgers could definitely get the best out of him.
Yeah.
I think someone like Scott Parker maybe wasn't experienced enough to help nurture him and develop him the way that he needed. Who was at Everton with him?
God, that's
going to work. Was it Coleman?
Could have been Coleman.
Or Big Sammy.
Because obviously they signed him from, was it Charlton?
Yeah, I believe so. But that's going back a few years, that now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember who Everton manager was.
We'll say Coleman.
I'm sure it was either Big Sam or Coleman era. Can't remember which one, because they were after each of them too, weren't they?
Yeah.
I can't remember which one. But either way, I just feel like he wasn't didn't have that man management and that nurturing that he needed. But I think Brendan Rodgers could be someone that has a better shot at getting that out of him.
Absolutely.
West Ham have signed Nikola Vlasic from CSKA Moscow on a 5-year deal. 5-year deal.
Yeah, he was once another one like Moise Keane, a very high prospect kid in Europe, European football. Everton obviously took a punt on him and never really did much with Everton, but been away and got quite a few caps now for Croatia, and West Ham now taking a gamble on him. He's definitely got quality in him because he's still only 23, I believe. And yeah, I think it's quite a shrewd signing.
Oh, we're getting some confirmations come through.
What now?
Lookman is confirmed. Okay. Reece Williams has gone out on loan to Swansea from Liverpool.
Gibbs White to Sheffield United official yet, or is that just gonna fall wayside?
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, I've seen that somewhere. I'm not making it up. Gibbs White was linked with Sheffield United today. I'm sure he was.
I hope it does go through because I like Gibbs White. Dortmund, oh, I want to actually mention this one. So Dortmund are targeting Hudson-Odoi from Chelsea.
I think that's a good loan for everyone, to be truthful. But Chelsea won't release him for some reason.
Why don't they let him go? Because Dortmund are the best club to send anyone that's young.
Yeah.
They just, I don't know what it is. They just have something there that, regardless who the manager is, regardless how the current team is, they develop young players and they develop them well.
Yeah.
So if Dortmund come knocking to get someone in on loan, let them have them.
Yeah.
Because why not? Because Hudson-Odoi's not going to feature that much at all, is he?
No.
Like, you look at the depth of that Chelsea team, especially if they get Saul in as well, because he could play on wing.
I don't think he will, but obviously he can move other players around. He's one of the players in that squad that could be ahead of Hudson-Odoi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which would then free up Hudson-Odoi. Yeah. So ship him out alone, get him to Dortmund, let him have an absolute stellar season and turn into the next Sancho.
Yep.
And we'll just go from there. We'll keep sending English players to Dortmund. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Do they want Rian Brewster just for a season?
Well, for free.
Yeah, take him. Just have him.
To get his wages off your home.
Oh, I'm sick at sight of him. Honestly, he's like an endless chicken.
Mate, the more likely want to take Billy Sharp, and that's saying something. Prehistoric Sharp.
Oh, God. Oh, Rian Brewster, what a waste of money. Yep. Final sort of transfer news is that Newcastle, they've gone and signed a Mexican striker called Santiago Munoz.
I'm sure there's a film based on this transfer, right?
Yeah, not far off. Obviously, everyone's comparing it to Santiago Muniz from Goal.
Yeah.
Which is very ironic because that's all anyone's going to reference when they talk about this guy. I mean, yep. He's only 19, so still early days for him. But I mean, if in future he does become a first team player or anything like that,
yeah, man,
he's living the dream, isn't he?
Absolutely.
So football wise. With obviously busy schedules and stuff and whatnot, it's a bit of a difficult to watch the actual football itself. So we're going to talk about the two sort of bigger games of the weekend and go from there, because we wanted to kind of focus on transfers this week. Mm-hmm. It'll be deadline day. So I feel like these two games alone are going to take up quite a bit of time to talk about because there's so many talking points in them. Manchester City against Arsenal, obviously creamed them 5-0. And Liverpool against Chelsea 1-1. The reason why I've just brought them both in is because they're both quite similar situations in what happened. So we're going to sort of combine the two and compare how Arsenal and Chelsea sort of coped and look at the differences between them. Because if I'm right in remembering, Man City were 2-0 and then Arsenal got the red card.
Yeah.
And Chelsea were 1-0 when Reece James got his red card for the handball thing.
Yeah.
And obviously Liverpool scored the penalty. But both sides dealt with it a little bit different, I believe, going down to 10 men. Because yeah. I heard quite an interesting point from someone. I can't remember who said it now. I listen to too many podcasts and stuff. but there was... Enzo Maitland-Niles remaining at Arsenal, by the way, just while I was talking about Arsenal. That's tight, that, innit? Get rid of him.
He
wants to play first team football. But yeah, so I heard obviously about when you go down to 10 men, your defending shouldn't really change. It's your going forward and your possession of the ball that changes.
Pretty
because
much,
you've
yeah.
not got as many men on the ball. And the way that both teams did it is they left one man up top and defended with the other numbers and let the one man up top, like Lukaku, for example, and I believe it was Aubameyang at the point for Arsenal, hold up the play until the players can get up the field and obviously go from there.
Yeah.
But Arsenal, I mean, what a joke they are right now, like, honestly.
I don't know, mate.
They're getting relegated.
If they're in a bad look, they'd have no look at all. Like, they're just bad. man. Like the signings aren't right. For what
the signings are sat on the bench.
And they've just signed some other guy at the moment. I believe there's some Japanese guy coming through, which
still don't... ain't going to break into that first team, even though the first team is absolute poo.
And Bellerin's on the way out as well. I think he's going to loan on Sevilla or Betis or someone today as well.
Betis,
there you go.
But it's absolute madness. Don't know about Callum Chambers and Rob Holding. Not good enough.
They need better than them.
Kolasinac.
The only defender I'd take from that team is Kieran Tierney. The rest I wouldn't bother with. Ben White, I don't think is the right signing for that team.
As of right now,
what?
Only two players for me get into majority of Premier League teams, and it's Tierney
and Saka.
Aubameyang's done nothing. Lacazette has done nothing. Shaka is a waste of space.
We said that for seasons, mate.
Yeah. Kolasinac, he plays one decent game a season. Yeah. And he misses like 50% of matches due to fitness.
Yeah.
You've got Bellerin. Fair enough, he had that lengthy injury. But, I mean, he's not an out-and-out defender or anything like that. He's no like Cesar Azpilicueta. Can play right back and drop back in and actually do the defending side to it. So he's no use in defence. But I mean, he's just poor. Cedric Suarez, he was actually a decent player at Southampton, but this Arsenal defence has ruined him.
Well, I thought it was an odd signing, but they signed Cedric Suarez anyways because I didn't think he was an Arsenal sort of, well... Anyone's, no one's an Arsenal sort of player at the moment because they've got no identity. Your team,
it's shambolic. It actually is because being deadly serious, them City goals, they were nothing. They were bang basic. Them goals.
Yeah.
You look at Gundogan's goal, standard cross.
Yeah.
I've literally sat and watched blooming Luton Town put crosses in and score from them. Like it's basic defending. Stop the cross. Don't get beat by the height of the ball. And Rob Holding's there and it's going straight over his head. And Gundogan's not exactly massive.
No.
And then you look at Ferran Torres' goal. Like, fair enough, the ball had a bit of quality on it from Mahrez. But, I mean, he stood between two centre-halves, Ferran Torres. And he's not even a striker, man.
He's not a striker.
And he's managed to make a forward run between two centre-halves who don't even attempt to get the ball and put it back in net.
No.
And it's like... Arteta's not going to be a job by Christmas. Not a chance.
Yeah, I'm regretting not having him as my first manager, sacking on the predictions, because I can't see it being anyone but him.
Like, the club is a joke. Like, I think I'm harsh or not, the club is an actual joke right now. They spent £50 million on Ben White, who's had one average season in Premier League. He barely set world alight at Brighton. He did all right, don't get me wrong, but for a defence that struggles as much as Arsenal to spend £50 million...
If they were going to spend £50 million from Brighton, you're not buying Ben White.
United have just brought in Rafael Varane for less than that. No.
You're buying Bissouma for £50 million from that Brighton side. That's what you're spending your money on from that Brighton team is Bissouma. And that's a position that they also do need as a midfielder.
Yeah.
Like, madness, mate.
Tanguy and Ndombele, he wants out of Spurs. Bring him in. Probably get a decent price for him as well. I know it's a Spurs to Arsenal thing, but at this point, who cares? It's painful to watch because the money that they're spending, they're the biggest spenders. It's they've brought in Aaron Ramsdale, man. Yeah. I mean, here's the trend for you. Bournemouth sign Ramsdale, Bournemouth get relegated. Yeah, Sheffield United sign Ramsdale, Sheffield United get relegated. Arsenal has signed Ramsdale, currently bottom of the league with 0 points. Haven't scored a goal.
Nah,
and I mean, I have memories and feelings last season of what this feels like as a fan. Trust me, it ain't good.
No, like, they're in,
week
they're in,
on week.
They're in the exact same position as Wolves are in the Premier League. But if Wolves played Arsenal, I'd expect Wolves to spank Arsenal.
Yeah.
The way that Wolves played against Man United at the weekend. Wolves were unlucky 100%. In that game.
And Burnley. I'd expect Burnley to do a number to Arsenal. And it's... I just don't see no way out.
Mate, Sheffield United are in the Premiership. They'd be guaranteed 6 points this season. That Arsenal team is that bad.
It really is that bad. It genuinely is. Like, there's no one in that team that I look at and I just think, yeah, you're going to be the one that turns this around. Like we said, Turner, yeah, he's top quality, but he's not good enough to drag a team through it. Same as Saka.
Yeah.
Like, they have got quality in that team. And, I mean, Smith Rowe, it does look lively, but is it because they haven't got a better player in that position that he's playing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have maybe even tried to fight to keep Joe Willock and let them two battle it out, because out of the two, Joe Willock's doing better in Premier League than God, I forgot his name now. His name's gone. What's he called? I've literally just said his name.
I want you to click on here, mate. Let you sweat.
Oh my God, what's his name? I just completely forgot his name. I've literally just said it like 2 seconds ago. Oh my God, what's his name? Oh my God, I've literally just drawn a blank. Oh my God, Matt, what is his name?
Who won about again?
The attacking midfielder.
For who?
Arsenal.
What? Emile Smith Rowe?
Yeah, him. That's the one. Smith Rowe. Yeah, oh my God, I'm completely blank then. Wow. But yeah, I think he's purely playing because he's not got anyone a better quality in that position.
Yeah.
If they still had Ozil, do you think he'd be getting in that team?
Probably. Ozil would play in that team, though. Probably would be the best player in that team still.
Yeah.
100%.
And I mean, Lacazette, £60 million, something like that, they paid for him. He's never proved himself at all. Regardless of what he did at Lyon, he's never had a season where you think, yeah, he's top draw. He's had a couple of games here and there where he has looked good. But not to write home about. Aubameyang's obviously a proven goal scorer, but when the team aren't performing, he's not performing.
No, he needs service.
Yeah. Arsenal basically just fell apart after that Xhaka red card. Fully deserved, and City just kept running riot. And I mean, Sterling, when he came on pitch, he had about 4 or 5 chances. This could have been double figures, this.
Could have been.
If Sterling could shoot anywhere other than a keeper, they'd have got a lot of goals.
Yeah.
And then you look at Chelsea, for example, who obviously went down to 10 men with that handball. What do you make of this, by the way? So a big talking point, this. Because there was a whole standing of if it makes direct contact with the hand, it's handball. But if there's a deflection to the hand...
Yeah, from what they were saying, but obviously when the camera who it was went to see VAR, basically what all he was showing was a still image. You never saw how they actually was developed, because obviously it did hit Reece James's leg, then bang up to his arm. Fair enough, it probably has stopped the ball. His arm probably has stopped the ball going in the net, which I could still see the point of still giving the penalty away. But there's no need for the red card on top of it.
Yeah, like this is the point I was making as well. It was Anthony Taylor, by the way, the referee. I'm completely on the same line with you on it. So it should be a penalty because his arm has stopped. His knee does move the ball upwards, but it's still going into the net, and his arm does prevent it going into the net.
Yeah.
But they've already had punishment in the sense that there's a penalty been given, so give him a yellow. There's the whole double jeopardy thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
That they were on about a few seasons back, where unless it's a blatant, clear and obvious error where it's a one-on-one and you two-foot someone or you punch the ball or catch the ball, whatever, then it's a red card. But for me, that's not intentional. When you move your knee up, your arm naturally moves with it.
Yeah.
And you do sort of see him push his shoulder towards it to try and move his arm out of the way, but it's that quick, and all these slowed down images don't really help him.
Yeah. Well.
But I do think yellow, but still penalty, definitely. I don't think it's intentional. It's just happened, if you get me. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, makes sense.
Good, good. But then, obviously, Chelsea then read the game differently. It all kicked off. It were all absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
The game itself. And then they came out of the second half, and you're sort of thinking, right, okay, like, Liverpool are probably going to just take over this now. It's at Anfield. They've got Cop behind them. They're all singing, dancing, etc. All this. It's alive. But Chelsea defended so well. And what's his face as well? Mendy.
Yeah.
He's turned it into some keeper.
Yeah, he's a very good, solid keeper. I like him. I really rate him.
Yeah. And I mean, Petr Cech spotted him and picked him out.
Yeah, no, he's good, man.
So, yeah, there you go. That's all you need to know, really, isn't it? But no, the difference in how Chelsea rallied together and defended, and even when they had the ball up top, Lukaku was making the best out of them opportunities. And a lot of people were saying, like, Van Dijk against Lukaku, who's going to win? Of course, Lukaku's not going to win that when he's up there on his own.
You never know.
True, yeah. I mean, he did make a fair few decent runs with ball and played in the, like, because Kovacic did well to do the defensive work and then get up and support Lukaku as well. He was doing a real shift. But, I mean, it's just the difference, isn't it? That's a well-drilled, organised defensive unit.
Yeah.
And then you look at Arsenal, who just completely, just self-imploded. Yeah, but
Tuchel and Arteta are complete worlds apart as the level as manager. Like, Arteta's not a manager, he's a head coach. Like,
yeah.
I think Tuchel's job title is head coach, but he can manage. Like, Arteta's always been a number two or for someone, so.
Yeah. And I just think it's curtains for Arteta. Yeah. Unless by, let's say, the end of September, they've I don't know, not won three or four games, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
And Arteta especially is in big trouble. Cause
yeah.
I think it's a tougher league now these days compared to what it used to be. You can't think, yeah, we're Arsenal, we're not going to get relegated. Because I know it sounds absolutely mental, and I know it does sound insane, but the way that they defended, even again, like you look at back to that Brentford game,
yeah,
the way they defended in that Brentford game, they got exploited to their weakness.
Absolutely,
that's Brentford doing that.
Brentford.
They've still got Liverpool. They've still got Spurs. They've still got Leicester, West Ham, like all these teams that could do a number on this Arsenal team.
Yep.
They don't start picking points off. I mean, you've got Brentford who are bouncing at minute because they're the first time in the league.
Yeah.
You got Brighton who've had a good start as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Brighton's time were up, but they've had a decent start, so imagine if Arsenal get relegated, Matt.
It'd be hilarious. Not for Arsenal fans, obviously, but oh, it would be hilarious, mate.
Oh, see, I play a management game on my phone, and I start like right at the very bottom, work my way up, and when I got to the Championship, admittedly it had been about 10 years from current time.
Yeah.
Arsenal were genuinely in the Championship, and I like chuckled to myself because that's gonna happen now.
could easily happen.
Yeah, imagine that. It'd be unreal. Absolutely unreal. So what we're saying, Arteta gone by Christmas?
Nah, if it was before then.
Before then?
Yeah, man. If they lose the next two games, he's gone.
Yeah.
I can't see anything, not that, but that.
Who have they got coming up, do you know?
Whoever it is, if they lose them both, he's gone. I think it'd be ludicrous if they kept him.
I could have a quick nosy to see what Arsenal fixtures are. Let's see who's coming up. Because I know they did just play Chelsea, aren't they, and City. Arsenal fixtures. Right, let's have a nosy. So, They've got West Brom in second round. Oh, they won that. That's that's one before. They got Norwich coming up, and then Burnley.
Well, they are winnable games. Well, they should be.
You'd like to think so, but yeah. I don't know. Then they've got Tottenham. Then they got Brighton, who've had a decent start. Then they got Palace, who are going to be in and around that area with them.
Yeah.
And then they got Villa, Leicester, Watford, Liverpool, Newcastle, Man United, Everton, Arsenal. No, they're Arsenal. Southampton, West Ham. Oh, he's going to be sacked by them in November, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Well, on that note, we shall wrap up and say goodbye. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so by heading to our Twitter, which is...
at Footy Foundry. Footy Foundry.
Whilst you're on Twitter, be sure to check out our partners at Beautiful Gain Network. You can check them out on Twitter by searching for...
at BGNFM.
And finally, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Roughneck Scarves. They are the official scarf provider of the... What's happened, Matt?
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Oh, this is where Carlisle signs.
Chelsea and Atletico Madrid have agreed a deal for Sal and the Guerres, according to Sky Sports sources in Spain.
Whoa.
Sorry.
That is going to be crazy.
And Tottenham have got Emerson Royale from Barca, which has been...
Has it actually gone through now?
Been on the cards all day, that.
Yeah.
Anything else just quickly before we go?
Paris
Saint-Germain have officially rejected the £189 million bid from Real Madrid.
Oh, they've upped it.
And then they've officially rejected it. £189 million.
Idiots. Absolute idiots.
And that's it for my last half hour.
Jesus Christ. Absolute idiots. Just accept it, man. What's up with you?
Sorry.
Yeah, where's his sponsors, Matt? Where do they live?
Roughneckscarves.com?
Yeah, that's
those ones.
Provide scarves at MLS, USL and US soccer and all that. And that's it, isn't it? That's all the socials and stuff. Sweet. Well, yeah. I mean, we'll get back into the swing of podcasting again, I guess. it's been a while. But, yeah. So, say goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye, Matt.
Thank you very much for listening, everyone. We'll be back again next week with more football talk. Yeah.
You know, he is a specialist in failure.
Louis van Gaal's army!
LA Champions 2016. The amazing Leicester City!
So here's something for you, Matt. I've been thinking about what to put on the end. You know, after the Leicester City bit, been wondering what to put on the end, the last little bit of that music, and I've just thought of what I should put on it.
What?
The fans have been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the fans, they've been amazing tonight. They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Bit of classic Neil Warnock. You can't beat it.
Absolutely.